Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Let's talk to somebody who is the proprietor of a great North Suburban treasure, the owner of the bookstall, Stephanie Hochschild. Good morning, Stephanie. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your business there. It's been around for more than 40 years and quite a legacy. Over the years, you've had all sorts of great people there, authors of books, Hillary Clinton, J.K. Rowling, Pat Conroy, David Ross. And tell us how you got involved in the business.
Well, I myself was a lifelong reader. I'm the daughter of a librarian and the niece of a librarian. So I grew up spending summers in the library and was always after my next book. And the kids were getting older, and there was, of course, an iconic bookstore just blocks from my house. And I heard word that the owner might be interested in selling. So I called her. We met for the coffee, and we started talking. And really, the former owner, Roberta Rubin, and I have never actually stopped talking. So one thing led to another. I started working there to learn the ropes. And eventually we decided that I would buy it and Roberta was ready to sell it. And I feel incredibly lucky.
And you've continued some great traditions. I know you work with schools throughout the Chicago area. And now, of course, as is the case with many small business owners, you've really got some tough going. And we were talking here recently about bookstores like City Lit in Logan Square. They had to close up. And how are you doing and how are you surviving the pandemic?
Well, right. My heart breaks for City Lit. Teresa and I started our, you know, I took over the reins at Bookstall and Teresa started City Lit around the same time. So I feel like I've lost a friend in the bookselling world, though not a friend. But we're all struggling. It's really tough going. At the store, we really had to adapt and innovate to this new pandemic world. Most of our sales are now online. People often call. We used to have a very robust calendar of author events, both in the store and downtown, and now they're all virtual, which, while good, is not quite the same as live and in person. Most of our pickups now are people come to the door. Our staff now makes deliveries, which isn't really the job they interviewed for, but I'm incredibly lucky with the group of people that I work with. Our space is reconfigured. We've got plexiglass hanging everywhere. Where plexiglass doesn't work, we have shower curtains, hand sanitizer on all the surfaces, and, you know, there's always the disinfecting wipe. So we're doing our best, but, you know, sales are certainly down. You can't have people in the store. You know, they don't find those books that they didn't know they needed.
Mm-hmm.
Supply chains are disrupted, right? So publishers are having a harder time getting books and shipping time is delayed. One of my publisher friends told me that, you know, they are not going to be their best selves this season, which everyone's trying, but we found that to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually did have a staffer test positive recently. So we really have, you know, locked down. Everyone's getting tested and we're quarantining. So it's very, very difficult.
The bookstall, first on Chestnut Court, now on Elm Street there in Winnetka. So are people allowed in the store?
So we had just, we were open to appointment browsing, and then we started watching with alarm as the COVID numbers rose in Illinois, and then we heard the predictions for Thanksgiving travel. So we actually closed to customers, which I'm very glad we did, because then shortly after that, we had a staffer test positive. So mm-hmm. I feel like the limit of that exposure was very small given those steps that we took. And so right now, where our door is closed, we're just doing online ordering. But hoping that Friday we can open the door again and, you know, pass people their books through the front door and at least talk through our plexiglass screen.
Yeah, and that's the fun of it, and that's what you can give that you can't get by just ordering a book on Amazon. Your people know the customers, and they go the extra mile to get the right book for the right person, and that's what I miss most about browsing. In bookstores is that interaction. And I know your business is a family affair, and you folks must miss that as much as we do.
Well, our customers are not just our customers. I mean, they're our friends, they're our family. And there is nothing more fun than selling somebody just the right book. There really isn't. And so we're all really missing that.
Yeah, and I think also the serendipity of it is really the magic, where you go in there and you end up getting a book you don't think you were looking for, and you find something you didn't know you were interested in, and you thumb through it, and all of a sudden you are. And that's why we really have to support folks like you, and we've had other bookstore owners on the show here, because much is made of the restaurant scene here, but we can't afford to lose any bookstores. We don't have enough. There aren't too many like you still around, are there?
No, I appreciate you saying that, but it's really true. And especially now during a pandemic, if you feel the need to sort of, you know, travel or just go someplace else, there is nothing like a book to take you there. So mm-hmm. I agree. And you're not going to get that kind of serendipity, as you mentioned, from, you know, an algorithm from, you know, a big box store selling books. So I appreciate you saying that.
And if folks want to get a book, buy a book from the bookstall there in Winnetka, how do they do that now, Stephanie? Where do they go online?
Go online to thebookstall.com and you'll find all sorts of great lists that we put together that are very browsable for anyone, any sort of interest, their biography, a history list of fiction and mystery. So we have tried to make our website very, very shoppable. So I encourage you to hop on our website, or, and you can also sign up for our weekly e-blast. We have over 9,000 people reading that every week, and we have book reviews and bookish news and lots of lists you can click to. So we're trying to maintain that interaction.
Yeah, and I'll pay you the highest compliment a bookstore owner can get. One of my favorite bookstores in the world is in Miami, Books and Books. And
sure.
They have a big courtyard in the middle of the store where you can sit outside and eat and drink.
There.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we can't really do that in Chicago with our weather. But the atmosphere in there is the same as yours. You can just spend hours in there. The staff is very helpful. There's a sense of community, and it's more than just a business. So good luck to you there, Stephanie. Stephanie Hochschild at the bookstall on Elm Street in Winnetka. And hopefully next year at this time, it'll be a much different story for all of us.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Stephanie. Have a good day.